Jesus Walks and Talks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus Walks and Talks. Jesus was a spiritual master, a spiritually illumined being, in every sense of the word. He was a spiritually illumined being, and we admire him because he outpictures who and what each one of us is. Jesus walks and talks whatever it is he believes. He expresses in every dimension of his life what he believes is the truth. Now, what sort of things does Jesus express in every dimension of his life that he believes the truth is? Well, one thing Jesus teaches his followers and everyone who would listen to him, that life is unconditional love. The whole world is purely, wonderfully, totally unconditional love. And that as we live our lives based upon the awareness and the understanding of unconditional love, then every single thing we do is good and beautiful. When we live our lives based upon unconditional love, we no longer have any judgments. We no longer have any feeling of consideration for another person other than just to love them, to respect them, to honor them as we respect, love, and honor ourselves. We have only the capacity within us. Unconditional love gives us that capacity. We have only the capacity within us to see the world as beautiful and good as we created it. And we have only the capacity to see the world that is what we created. We take full responsibility for the world that we live in and the world that we experience, no matter what it is. Jesus said this to his disciples. He said it to his followers so many times. And he said it again and again and again. And we only have reference to it now and then in his words. But you can be sure that if he said it once, he said it 100 times. If he said it once, he said it continuously. He lived it. Because this is who he was and who he is and who we are. As we set the pattern that he offered to us of living lives of unconditional love, as we walk and talk that type of a thought condition for ourselves, we find that every experience we have is exactly what our unconditional love, and to the degree that we are able to be unconditionally loving, in our world. If I am unconditionally loving, and I am unconditionally loving with myself 100%, we say it's a nice dream, but no, it's a good program. This the Master did it, we can too. Okay, so now, if we say I'm unconditionally loving 100%, we look at all the world, no matter what goes on in the world, and we see it with our unconditional love, and it is beautiful, and it is good, and it is very good. We look at the bodies of every person in the universe, in our world, in our neighborhood, our family, our life, and we see, including ourselves, we see each body whole and perfect. Unconditional love only allows for whole and perfect bodies. We see the words that people speak, whole and perfect. We see the songs that people sing, whole and perfect, uplifting, beautiful, supportive, dynamic, powerful, wonderful. Yes, that's what we see. That's what Jesus taught. He taught unconditional love under all circumstances. He walked the talk that he lived. In every experience, he spoke with unconditional love. We have written that he did certain things which would seem to indicate he went contrary to unconditional love. But if we would stop and think that everything that he said verified he taught unconditional love, than anything that a writer, a creative artist, might say that he said, contrary to that which he is, was not correct. Was not a correct observation, or was not correct? Because if you are unconditional love, 100%, there is nothing in your life that can be contrary to unconditional love. You cannot be mean or hateful to anyone. You cannot take advantage of anybody. You cannot hurt another. You cannot hurt yourself. You cannot be contrary to your unconditional love. This is who, what, and why we are. This is what the Master taught. This is what every great philosopher and every great religious leader and teacher throughout all time teaches continuously. There's nothing new. It's just a recognition that whatever you give out, that's what you give back. And if we live in our Christ consciousness, if we live in our unconditional love consciousness, how great it is. And it's a matter of our choice to do so. Do I want to live in unconditional love? If I do, then I no longer have a place for judging another or myself in my life. I have no room for possessing another or myself in my life. I have no room in my life for doing anything which is contrary to my highest good and the highest good of my creation. Totally, 100%. For when I live in this awareness, when I live in this reality, when I live this, then I am living what the Master taught. I am living what religion and philosophy teach. I am living what is. And that's all that matters. For me, the Master taught 100% unconditional love. And he taught, live it in your life, live it in your experience, live it in your thought, live it in your view of whomever you create in your world. Live everyone enjoying unconditional love, live everyone expressing unconditional love, being unconditional love, being fantastic. Express everyone being that which they are right now and always. And know that as this is what you do, this is what you have, and this is what you are. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And that's what Jesus walks and talks every moment of his experience. Think on these things and enjoy them too. I love you. I love you. I love you.